Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have come to the first Sunday in Great Lent, Sunday of Orthodoxy, the triumph of Orthodoxy, as it is very popularly called. And it's at this Sunday that every year we read this gospel, the first chapter of John. And in this gospel, we are introduced to Jesus as he begins his earthly ministry. The first gospel of John tells us of how John the Baptist is the one who, as the last of the Old Testament prophets, leads the way to the Messiah. John is the greatest of the Old Testament prophets because he sees with his own eyes the Messiah who has come, the Savior of the world, the light of light, and true God of true God. John the Baptist is introduced in chapter 1, verse 6, as a man. It says there's a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. And then later in that chapter, we read how John the Baptist speaks in the first person. And he says that Jesus is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world. We read in verse 29, it says, the next day John saw Jesus. John saw Jesus. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God. You know, we have a saying that seeing is believing. None of us has seen Jesus. We will come again in glory. We haven't. John, as the last of the Old Testament prophets, saw Jesus with his own eyes. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. And then John says, not only did he see Jesus, but he says, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained upon him. And then the last words of John's testimony are, I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. The climax of the Old Testament prophets is in the words of John the Baptist. This is Messiah, the Son of God. What a strong testimony. Well, then we're introduced to the apostles. And that is the beginning of the New Testament witness. The New Covenant, which is established on the eyewitness testimony of the apostles. Our church is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. What does that mean, that it's apostolic? It means that the apostles, as the eyewitnesses, they saw and they testified that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, come to save the world. Seeing then is believing. We don't believe in God as the Savior in Jesus Christ simply because we choose to believe. We believe because it has been seen. There are testimonies to the fact that Jesus, yes, was a true man, that he truly died, and that he truly rose again. These are the apostles, the ones who were with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry, the ones who were eyewitnesses. This is a very important thing. Then we also find not only do the apostles see Jesus, but one could say that in a more important way,
Jesus sees us. Here, in the passage that Deacon Jeff read for us this morning, Philip gets Nathanael, and he says, come and see. Nathanael, you have to see. Well, he does. Just like the 12 apostles, they had to see. And Nathanael says, how can anything good come out of Galilee? Come and see. So Nathanael comes and he sees. Jesus says to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Now, Nathanael had some kind of experience when he was under that fig tree. It wasn't that he happened to be walking along and he stopped under the fig tree to have a fig and then kept on going. Jesus said, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Believe that Nathanael had some experience while he was under that fig tree. Maybe he was wondering, God, how much longer must we wait for the Messiah? Maybe he was wondering about how the righteous suffer and the ungodly seem to prosper. He said, God, how can this be? Lord, please, when? Do you really love me? Do you love God's people? Do you love us? Is it worth for us to be faithful to you, Lord? We don't know exactly what experience you had, but we know that you had an experience under that fig tree. And Jesus said, when you're under that fig tree, I saw you. And Nathanael says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. What a consolation it is for us. Not only that we have the apostolic witness, the eyewitness that Jesus was seen, and that we can trust the gospel message because it really happened, and there were people, the apostles who saw it, were witnesses. We also have the consolation that Jesus sees us in our suffering, in our anguish, in those silent tears, when we say, how long? When we say, why? Jesus sees us. Throughout all the Gospels, we read how Jesus saw people and had compassion on them. Remember the widow of Nain? She was a widow and she lost her son. And Jesus saw them carrying that dead son of the widow, and they were weeping. It says Jesus saw and had compassion, and he raised him. When Jesus sees the blind man, so Jesus saw the man born blind, he had compassion, and he restored his sight. Jesus sees us, and he doesn't. He has compassion on us. Well, this morning we're also studying, or we're celebrating the fact that we do see something. You know, we acknowledge the fact that the Bible bears witness to God, that hearing the gospel preached or hearing it read, God, by his grace and spirit, ministers to us powerfully, increases our faith, and leads us to salvation. We as Orthodox also believe that when we see the icons, God ministers to us in a special way. And we celebrate that today. Seeing is believing. So we see through the first-hand witness of the apostles. But we also see, remember, we don't just hear, but we also see how God has made promises to us and how he has, in the past, kept those promises. we look at the icons. Icons are not just pictures that some artist may draw. The icons are windows to heaven. And how is that? You know, when you look at a real icon, you see not only the humanity of Christ, but you see his divinity. You see not only his human nature, his human body, and he is 100% human, just like we are, but you see Christ glorified. You see the Son of God, who is God from eternity, who came and took upon himself our flesh. So you see humanity and deity brought together in the person of Christ. So when you look at the icon of Christ, you're reminded of that. And that ministers to your faith. What about when you see icons of saints? There you see humanity again. And it's that same humanity glorified. But this is not God coming down and becoming man in order to glorify us. This is humanity being exalted and glorified by the God who's come down. Remember at the end of our gospel reading this morning, Jesus said to him, "Because I said to you, Nathanael, that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you will see heaven open." You'll see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Heaven is open. The glory and power of God comes down. And Jesus is the ladder upon which that glory comes down. And then he raises our humanity so that our humanity is glorified as it is brought up to share the very life of God. So when we see the icons of the saints, we see these very human people. But they're not just photographs. That's humanity glorified. That's why they look a little different. They look a little strange to the eye of us Westerners. And we might even say, my, that's weird. It's not weird. That is demonstrating in a very visible way that our humanity is going to be transfigured, transformed, and glorified. Because God himself, in his power, by his Holy Spirit, comes within us and makes us new. Not just spiritually, but he renews the physical world, beginning with us. We are the first fruits of God's glory. So we, this morning, are saying, yes, seeing is believing. And part of what we see is in the icon. They open our eyes. See the glory of God come down on the face of Jesus Christ, a glory that he shares with us. After the Divine Liturgy, toward the end of the Divine Liturgy, when we would normally have a memorial service, we are going to have a procession of icons. And I'm going to ask you all to put your coats on and maybe your gloves to join us. There just isn't enough room to do a procession here. So we're going to process out to the parking lot and turn around and come right back in. So it'll only be 4 or 5 minutes. And some of you are familiar with this more so than others. I hope you brought an icon. I should have announced this last week. Bring your icons. But if you didn't, we do have some. And Tyler, I'm going to give permission for those icons right above you, Billy George, that people can take one of those as they walk out, all right? And see who will be in charge. Billy, would you guys make sure that you've taken down a hand?
Like